The biggest battle we will ever have to face is the battle between you and you. It's the battle of taking your mind to that limit and then breaking through. On the Mindful Experiment podcast, we will share concepts, universal laws, and interviewing individuals who have done just that, who have gone through the dark times and through those moments allowed their light to shine bright. I'm your host, Dr. Vic Manzo, and I want to thank you for listening to the podcast and taking this journey with me as we discover different avenues to break through those limits, expand your reality, and evolve into the person you desire to be. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Today's podcast is brought to you by Athletic Greens, the most comprehensive daily nutritional beverage I have ever tried. There's so much going on in life, and there's a need for good nutrition for your body. You have to support. When you give yourself good nutrition, you give your mind the same thing. And being a chiropractor and preaching and educating individuals on health on a consistent basis, I'm always looking for something that can help meet my demands and needs for my body from a nutritional standpoint so that I can continue to thrive in every aspect of my life, no matter what I do. And this is where I like Athletic Greens. It comes in, it's full spectrum nutrition, it's life changing. They have an all-in-one superfood powder that hits your nutritional essence. It has things that I truly enjoy, like mushrooms and greens and antioxidants and other factors that I can get in, probiotics and prebiotics and so much more. It is one of the things with all the best things that they have put into the shake. So one taste of this Athletic Greens contains up to 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients, including a multivitamin, a multimineral, probiotic, green superfood blend, and so much more to give you that gap, right? That's why they call them supplements. So it gives you that gap to help you with that aspect. And for me, especially when I'm on the road, this is my go-to to truly help give me my body and everything that I need to thrive in every aspect that I can. And what's great about the product is it's a lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, and contains less than 1 gram of sugar without compromising on its taste. And I must say, the taste is something that I was impressed with because I've taken a lot of different green products in my life. Again, I've been doing nutrition for 21 years, and this is one product that got the taste right, even with all the good, which I was shocked to see that. And right now, what Athletic Greens is doing is they're doubling down on supporting your immune system during these times, and what they're offering is a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Visit athleticgreens.com/mindful and get your free year of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs. This show is sponsored by Empower Your Reality. Empower Your Reality is an online consciousness school that is designed to help you elevate the mind, raise your consciousness, your vibration, to attract and create the reality of what it is that you desire. At Empower Your Reality, we have books, we have online classes. You can find the podcast here on there and other things that can help you elevate and truly learn the art and the science of creating the reality of what it is that you want to experience in your life. So for more information to check out all that we're up to and what we're doing, please visit www.empoweryourreality.com. Now, back to the show. What up, guys? Dr. Vic, and you're listening to another episode here on The Mindful Experiment. Excited to have you here as each week on Tuesday or Wednesday, you'll hear from me. I remember when I first started this podcast, it was one of the things where it was just me. And then I switched over to interviews. And then people were like, hey, we love the interviews, but we want to hear from you too. So then I was like, I could do both. So this is why you get two episodes a week, one with me on some topic of something that may have been in a meditation. Maybe I worked with a coaching client, a discussion, something I thought was profound or something that was needed to be shared that I know it can add value to your life. And so this week, I'm excited to share with you guys something that has been on my mind, something I've been talking about with some peeps, and just kind of brainstorming, diving deep into this kind of concept. And that is the narrow-mindedness of others. Okay. And what that means is this, and I don't mean this in a harsh way at all, but a lot of times in life, if you had, and you probably have done this before, if you're an entrepreneur, you definitely have experienced this. If you had a vision and a dream, right? Or you want to show yourself to be more than just what you are. Okay. Like, for example, I'm a pediatric and family wellness chiropractor. That's just what I do in my day to day. So a lot of people will just consider you a chiropractor and that's it, right? They narrow point view you and say, well, you're just a chiropractor. That's it. Anything outside of that, that's not your realm. And the problem is, what if you, as an individual, is someone who is passionate and does this for a purpose and it lights you up and you don't do it just for a paycheck? You know, for me, anything I put my energy into has to be more than just money. The money is not, if I'm going after money, it never works out, or it doesn't fill me up. And so those are the things that are more important to me, to know that I'm doing a purpose to help in raise the level, to help any individual I work with. And so when it comes to maybe my chiropractic, may it be also my coaching business and things that I do there, my classes and all that, I do those for a purpose. And the thing is, though, here's the key, right? Have you ever met someone who's very passionate about what they do and they know a whole plethora of their industry and beyond, right? And a lot of times people are going to look and go, that's just so-and-so. They're just X and that's all they are. Don't let someone's narrow-mindedness affect you and dictate who you are. Too many times we let family members or friends do that. Too many times we may like people we may know. And of course, on Facebook and Instagram and all that other stuff, people can, it's a lot easier. People have more, they'll say things to you via Facebook, but they won't say it in your face, right? And I'm just being real. And it's one of those things where don't let those things influence you. When your good days, I know it's not going to, but on your bad days, don't let it influence you at all. Don't let it get into here. Be the guardian of the mind on that. Because, like, for example, for me, I'm passionate not just about chiropractic. I'm passionate about health. Health is what got me into chiropractic, to know the root cause of what is health. What is the root cause to your health? What is the root foundation system to health, right? And then I'm passionate about learning every single facet that there is, right? Because then the more I know for me, the better I can take care of my health and my patients and my family and friends. Get that? And it's the same thing with mindset. When I got into the mindset world, it came from energy medicine first. And then I was like interested in the mind and neurology because I learned it in chiropractic school. And so it tricked and intrigued me a little bit to create a curiosity to all of a sudden, I studied everything I could about neurology. I'm still trying to learn more and more about it to even higher and higher and higher levels. I wanted to tie it in with spirituality. I wanted to learn how it works with universal laws. And I mapped out psychology and sociology and cognitive behavioral therapy, neurolinguistics programming. And I went on and on and on. I've read books, not just one book, sometimes 10, 15, 20 books of the same topic, so that I can really grasp it and pick out the patterns that make sense to me, so that I can learn how to be a better person, but then also be able to be a better coach and mentor for the people that I work with. And so you may be that person. You may just like one thing and another. It's like someone who says, don't be a jack of all trades and a master of none. I was always told that as a kid. I loved learning. Right, I'm a self-learner. I love to learn. But there's a point, though. A lot of people told me, you got to pick a path, only one path. That's what you got to do. That's all you are. Gary Vee talked about this. And this is what kind of like prompted me to be like, you know what? I'm going to do a podcast on this. Because Gary Vee was like, hey, I was just known as the wine guy. Right? I did a little video. I had a little wine. I talked about wines. And that was pretty much it. And now, you know, people would tell me, why do you want to get into business and talk about business concepts? You're a wine guy. That's all you know. Again, narrow-mindedness of others. Don't let it affect you. Gary didn't. Look what he is now. There are things, and you never know what that next passion and interest that you have could be the thing that we were destined to do. We don't know that, right? I'm a chiropractor. I never thought I was going to be a chiropractor. It just wasn't until my health was declining like crazy to where all of a sudden the chiropractor was the one who helped get me back on my feet to a degree and allow me to express more who I really am. And then there was other things I've done too, but I'm not just a chiropractor. I'm not just a mindset coach and transformational mindset coach. I'm also a speaker, an author, a podcast radio host, but I also love woodworking. I do woodworking for fun. I rehab the house. Sometimes I flip homes and I'll rehab the home half the time. I'll be my own contractor because it's something I learned. I'm passionate about it. I've been studying this for 5 years and I'm really starting to get a grasp on things, right? I love working with my hands and getting my hands involved. I grew up with physical labor, with my dad all the time. And it was one of the things that it's like in tuned in me, and I don't mind it. It's a great workout, right? If I go do some hard work for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours, that's one hell of a workout. And I still work out on top of it. But you know, the point is that there are things that you're passionate about and that you're good at. And there's many things. It's not just one. And I think we're getting into an era of getting out of the old thinking and starting to learn like what really gets you going. That's why the thing of side hustle and all this other stuff is getting popular. I had a coach call it passion projects and things like that. But I really believe that there's things that we enjoy. And if you look at billionaires, you'll notice they're not just in one thing. They're in multitudes of things, right? There's a multitude of things they enjoy. Same thing for me. My vision in the next 5 years is to be an angel investor. And some people go, well, oh, wow, that's a big attribute, but I am going to create that. Right now, I can't do it, but I know I will in 5 years because I'm setting the tone and I've been to do that. Why? It's just a passion project of mine. I love to do that. I love to analyze people and get to know them and their strengths and work with them. I do this with coaching already. And so it's another thing where I can, it's another different type of form, but it's in an investment form. And that way I can, that's just another thing that I want to do. And there's other things I want to do in my life also. So there's, you don't have to be so stuck on one. I mean, I've heard people call names on so many different things, and you know, my wife always goes, you know, I don't know how you deal with that. And it's just like, well, it's the narrow-mindedness of others. That's them. That's not me. You know, like if it, you know, some people say, what does a chiropractor know about infectious disease? Well, I study health. I study every facet. And if I don't know something, this is why I love practicing. We call it practice because as a chiropractor, I'm practicing and working on my art to get better in every fabric. Sometimes patients will have something that I have no clue what it is, or they had something going on that I'm like, I don't know. I'm gonna have to do some research on this. And I'm the type of guy that if I don't know something, you bet your ass that I'm gonna study my rear off to know every facet of that. And then how is it from a holistic standpoint and so many other things? Because when I go in, I go all in and I learn every facet I possibly can. Notice I don't say all things that exist, because there's always new things coming up. But it's just knowing as much as I possibly can at that time so that I can be considered to know that say, hey, now I'm pretty strong. I know what this is or how we can approach it or the different avenues of things I have to refer you to help you get to where you have to go. And I do the same thing in mindset coaching. I've studied so much. And it's, again, my students is what helped. They're actually my teachers at times, because there's times there's something they'll say and I'm going, you know what? I may not have a response right now on that. But you know what though? Here's the things I do know. And then let me get back to you on the other things. And I'll do a video or I'll do a call. We can set up a 5-minute call. I'll send you a long email or I'll do an audio message. That way you're getting the content and we can go back and forth. Make sure you get that clear because I have an idea, but I want to make sure that I'm 100% on. So, and that's how I learn. That's how you grow. And these are things that you let life teach you, right? And help you in that process. So know that the whole point of this is not to share, just make this podcast about me. I'm sharing stories with you so I can connect with you and show you that I've gone through it. And there's other things about me, but there's other things about you too. There's other gifts you have, other talents, other things that you have interest in. Go and have fun with them and learn and put all your energy in, right? I remember a chiropractor years ago would say, I don't care what you call yourself, but just be 100% in. And I love that because the key is when you do something, be 100% in. Be 100% because you can't be half of that. It just doesn't work that way. The nervous system doesn't work that way. It's something called all or none, action potential. Action potential means it's going to be all or it's nothing at all. It's black and white. So it's either going to hit the point and we're going to see a response, or 98% not going to. Another thing in nature that shows us that is boiling water. You can take the temperature up to 211 degrees. That water's not boiling. I don't care how you get 211.2. It's not boiling until you hit 212. Okay. And that's the key concept in your life. You have to be all in or nothing at all. But don't let the narrow mindedness of people affect you, especially sometimes when you're making a transition in your life. Maybe you're shifting. This is what your identity was for 10 years. And now you're making a transition to something else. Who's there to tell you what you can and can't do? Fact is, only you. And whatever you put your energy to and what you believe is actually going to be a reality and what you're going to experience. So make sure that that inner critic in your mind, you're making sure you're keeping an eye on it, not letting it get the best of you. And know that I've gone through that. When I started coaching, when I was launched my coaching biz, it was one of the things where I'm like, wow, I'm not just a chiropractor anymore or a pediatric family wellness. I'm not just this health guy, but now I'm going to be a coach, a mindset coach. I'm like, What standards would I have to back that up? And I talked to a couple of friends sharing my concerns and just, you know, sharing what my close, very small, close-knit peeps that I have. They're my family. And then the response they give me was mind blowing, and how I help them or the inspiration they have gotten from me and what insight, deep insights, when they have need some real good info, they come to me for it or ask me questions on it. And I was kind of like, okay, I see that now. All right. You know, I seen it. And then they're like, how about your patient? Somebody said, hey, what about patients? Have you ever helped coach a patient, help them along the way? I'm like, yeah, all the time. How do you do? Well, if they follow through, we get results. It's crazy. And it works every time. But if they don't follow through, we just don't get there. And I'm always like, I tell my patients from day one, I am here to help you 100%. If there's something we're hitting a roadblock on, I will figure it out. We'll make it happen. But I need you to be part of it. That's the thing about chiropractic. It's a team effort. It's not, oh, just go to a doctor. Here's this. And then that's it. You don't have to do anything on your end. And so it's one of those things where it takes that perspective, but I had to go through this different identity. And I was like, man, I'm trying other things. I'm trying to do this, but my personality has always been that. Like, I'm more at ease and calmer when I have more things I'm doing, like I'm involved with, rather than just strictly focusing on one. And I noticed that because I test it and I see that. Boredom is the biggest negative for me. And so you have to understand who you are too in the process. Some people, you may be listening to this and going, that is not me. I like doing one thing and one thing only. But no, you have other interests too. Maybe it's playing an instrument. Maybe it's singing. Maybe it's doing art, whatever. And you may have put that on the back burner because maybe someone in the past told you not to do that. Or maybe there's not money in that, right? Get in and have fun and fulfill your heart. We're in an era of time of humanity where we need to be expressing our heart center and what matters most to us, because that's life. That's what gives you life. That's what helps raise the vibe of who you are. And when you have a higher vibe, you can manifest more. You can attract more. You become more of a magnet. It's easier to align to what it is you desire, and you can have more of that. And I think that is where we're shifting gears in humanity right now, from old school mentality, thinking of one thing, narrow-mindedness is what I like to call it, to now opening up and saying, well, we're potentialities to be anything. Because this new stage of humanity that we're going to, the age of Aquarius, is what's really stating that we're really opening up the door to what our spiritual truth is. Who are we as a soul? And learning to express that into the world as a human now. That's the level of where we are as human. Now, if you're first listening to this and you're straight linear type thinking, logical, you'd be like, what the hell is this guy smoking? Understand, you can Google this stuff and you can look up the terms I'm using, and you'll understand a little bit more in depth of what this means for humanity, because there's collective consciousness, human collective consciousness. There's all these things that have been going on and behind the scenes that is making massive change. And the old world structures that we've been used to for eons is breaking down, and they have to, because we need to see a new form of something that's going to be more of a higher vibe than what we've been. And so that's where we are. And that's what I got for you guys today, you know, is understand that don't let other people influence you. Don't let other people's negative or limited belief systems affect you and what it is that you want to create. Because at the end of the day, all that matters is your opinion about you and you only. And as long, and I'm not saying to be a narcissistic way and be like, well, I'm the best in the world. I don't care what anybody says. Dr. Vic said that. You got to have humbleness and understand to listen to other people too. But there comes a point, and what I mean is that if you believe in something, that you want to do something, and someone says you can't, show them you can. The sweetest part of a revenge is success. The way that people don't like when someone is becoming successful. So that is one way you can do that. So check that out. Any questions you have on this or anything, please let me know. But that's what I got. I appreciate you guys as always. And hey, if you love the content we've been sharing on the Mindful Experiment, please share a review, subscribe. That helps out the podcast, helps us get this message out there more, as we're really trying to create better content for you guys each and every week to help you level up in your life. And hey, if you're interested in coaching, if you're interested in some of the free stuff I offer, check it out in the show notes, free mindfulness week, first three chapters of my book. And we're going to be opening up in August some spots of coaching as we're revamping my whole entire coaching program to make it more of a full system that you get with it. So a lot of support and everything else that I know that it's going to take it to a whole nother level. So if you're interested, go to set up a call. Let's have a conversation. But as always, appreciate you guys tuning in. And until then, I'll see you next week. And have an awesome fourth. Thank you for listening to the podcast. For past shows, please visit www.empoweryourreality.com. I hope this show inspired you and added to your life to help you on the journey to rediscover who you really are.
To connect with us on Facebook, please visit www.facebook.com/Dr. Vic Manzo. Check us out on Twitter. The handle is Dr. Vic 21. Follow us on Instagram, www.instagram.com/Dr. Vic Manzo. If you were inspired by the podcast, pay it forward by sharing it with someone who you know can benefit from it. Thank you again for listening to the Mindful Experiment podcast, sharing paths to help you rediscover your infinite potential.